You may proceed. Good morning.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Chelsea Hartner. I'm the chief deputy at the Madison County Public Defender's Office. I'm the attorney for the appellant, Robert Thompson. In this case, Thompson was convicted of driving under the influence, third offense, 0.15 grams or more, a class 3 felony. He was sentenced to a term of specialized substance abuse supervision, or SAS, probation for a period of 24 months. And a condition of that probation was that he served 60 days jail in the Madison County Jail, which brings us to the issue at hand, and that the lower court erred in ordering Thompson to serve that condition of his probation of 60 days jail, as such is no longer permissible under Nebraska Revised Statute 29-2262 as amended by LB 605.
What about LB 1094? What impact did the amendments there that came along with an emergency clause have on your argument, if any?
Well, I would argue that cases that are sentenced after April 20th, I believe, in this case, they're up to 90 days jail that a district judge can now impose if he makes certain rulings that it's required, and that they wouldn't otherwise be able to give them probation without that jail time. But with the DUI statutes, you have a DUI fourth offense, high test requires 120 days jail, and both DUI fifth offense, straight offense, and high test require 180 days jail. And so you still have that issue, even if a further third offense high test would come along. That would probably be resolved by 1094, but not those other remaining three DUI possibilities.
Thank you.
With the passage of LB 605, we have a conflict now with two statutes pertaining to probation. 29-2262 was amended and now reads that as a condition of probation, the court may order up to 90 days jail for misdemeanors. And it's a clear change from the previous rendition, which included that language, but additionally that they may also order as a condition for felonies up to 180 days jail. And so what they did essentially was remove the availability of jail for felony probation sentences. And so this is in direct conflict with the DUI statute, which has requirements for certain amounts of jail depending on the DUI conviction. And in this case, it requires 60 days jail if a person is placed on probation for that offense.
You're referring to 60, you might have to help me, 60-619703?
I am.
So that's the conflict to which you direct us. Okay, thank you.
And so that leads us to the issue here. We have 60-619703 requiring jail, and we have a probation statute which no longer allows for it in the felony probation sentences.
And it's Tom. Counsel, what about the history of this court saying that specific laws control over general laws?
And
the DUI law would be specific, wouldn't it?
There are holdings that there are cases that have said that, unless it is expressly implied or expressly repealed in the statute, then it wouldn't apply in that fashion. And so I would argue in this case there would be express implication that it shouldn't apply, even if it would be more specific. And although arguably I would also argue that while the probation statute may be general as it applies to all cases, I think the fact that we're dealing just with the jail is also pretty specific in itself also. But it's our position that the probation statute as amended repeals by implication the provisions of the DUI statute, which require those certain periods of jail for felony convictions. And a statute may be repealed by implication when the new law contains provisions which are contrary to but do not expressly repeal the provisions in the former law. And this occurs when there's a repugnancy between the new enactment and the former statute, which is plain and unavoidable. And where such a repugnancy exists, this will be deemed to have repealed the former statute by implication to the extent of the repugnancy or conflict.
Counsel, have we ever applied that concept in a situation where the legislature, in the act creating the repugnancy, in your view, amended the statute that purportedly creates the repugnancy but didn't remove it? In other words,
I can't recall a specific case, no.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of law out there, it's a lot of civil law, so it may have happened, but I'm not aware of it.
And we've said many times that that repeal by implication is disfavored.
It has been said many times.
Okay, would you expand upon your answer to Justice Stacy's question about the effect of LB 1094 on this case? I'm not sure I followed your answer. And it may be because I wasn't aware of what LB 1094 did.
LB 1094 amended the section of 29-2262. Instead of saying for misdemeanors up to 90 days, it just removed misdemeanors. And so it's for all crimes. They can sentence them up to 90 days as a condition of probation, but they have to make certain findings that were not required previously or even prior to LB 605. And it's essentially the same language you'd find in 2260 when determining if probation otherwise would be contrary to the justice.
Was LB 1094 retroactive?
There's portions that are retroactive. Not all of it is retroactive. The statute just came out half ago, I guess. So I'm not an expert on it. And so, but there are provisions that are laid out, I believe, in like section 83, 1135.02, that lists some provisions that apply to all cases being sentenced after that date. And so I guess it would be retroactive. The crime was committed prior to the enactment date. But I don't think it would apply to us because we were sentenced prior to enactment of LB 1094. And so I think we have cases that were sentenced between August 30th and April 19th or 20th.
Isn't LB 605 the applicable provision upon which this case is going to be decided?
I think it should be, yes.
Yes. And so with regard to the amendment to 29-2262, which eliminated the requirement of probation for your jail time if you were given probation for felonies. At that point in time, the legislature also made amendments to 60-6167.03, parent 8, parent 9, but it did not amend parent 6.
No.
So can't we make an interpretation of the legislative intent there that if they amended two other subsections of that particular statute but didn't touch the existing parent 6, that it didn't intend to repeal that section by enacting LB 605? Isn't that our purpose here, is to interpret the legislative intent?
It is. They also...
Isn't that a basis for determining legislative intent, that if they amended subsections 8 and 9 but didn't touch subsection 6, that their intention was that if you give probation on a felony, class 3 felony, as a part of that probation, you must serve, under the DUI section, you must serve 60 days jail as part of the probation?
I think that it's also a...
Is that a reasonable interpretation?
It could be a reasonable interpretation. I also think that intent can be inferred from an omission. They could have easily inserted language that these sections shall apply notwithstanding of the sections found in 29-2262. There's several portions of LB 605 where they lay out their intent explicitly in the statute. You know, we have the section in section 83 where it lists several statutes that apply retroactively. You have 28-105, which lists the new penalties don't apply to pre-August 30th crimes. You have 28-116, which lays out a whole slew of statutes that don't apply in their amended form.
So this is a specific requirement for a specific crime that has been enhanced to a Class 3 felony, and that if you give probation, the legislature is still mandated in that section that you must serve 60 days in jail.
It's there, but they removed that section in 29-2260, and they replaced it with this whole sanction scheme, which is what appears to be what they have replaced it with. And so my argument there would be that that's what should apply to the DUI statutes, and that it repeals it by implication because of the passage of 29-22.
So your argument in part is they just overlooked it?
They overlooked removing the language.
To the extent LB 1094 was a cleanup bill in some respects for LB 605, Did 1094 also make some amendments to the DUI statute, to 60-619703?
I believe the only change they made was on, I believe it was a DUI fourth high test. They made it a minimum 1 year in jail was the only change on that. They didn't touch anything else.
So the language with respect to the mandatory jail sentences on probation remained unamended?
Those portions of that statute were not changed.
Through both LB 605 and LB 1094?
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Good morning, Connors.
Good morning.
Court, Nathan Liss, Assistant Attorney General, appearing on behalf of the appellee, the state of Nebraska. The state's position is that the district court correctly imposed a 60-day jail term as a condition of probation in this case. Our DUI sentencing statute specifically required a 60-day jail term. Specific sentencing statute has controls over the appellant probation statute, in our view. We disagree with the appellant's assertion that the legislature intended for its amendment to the general probation statute to supersede or eliminate the language from the DUI sentencing statute about the jail term being required as a condition of probation. The legislature intended to remove that language. It could have simply done that when it was in amending the DUI sentencing statute as part of LB 605. It did not do so. We also disagree with the appellant's assertion that the amendment to the general probation statute amounts to a repeal by implication. This language in the DUI sentencing statute, for repeal by implication to occur, you have to have a plain and unavoidable repugnancy between two statutes, such as the Retzlaff case, where you have two separate statutes imposing two different penalties for the same crime. That's not what we have here. So we submit the appeal by application that's taking place here either. As far as LB 1094, I honestly was not aware of it until just moments ago. From what I gather, it sounds like it does weigh in the state's favor here. Legislature's reconsidered eliminating this condition of probation, or the fact that it can only apply to misdemeanors. But they now allow for felonies again. I think that weighs in our favor.
Do we actually have a conflict in these statutes?
No, I don't think that these statutes conflict or are repugnant.
Well, in our rules of statutory construction, we're supposed to interpret the statute in a manner that doesn't create a conflict between the two subjects, aren't we?
Yes.
Can we do that in this case?
Yeah.
Wouldn't sort of an indispensable part of your opponent's argument be that Section 29-2262 sets forth all of the permissible conditions of probation? In other words, an argument being it has to be in that section or it can't be a condition of probation.
Well, I suppose, I mean, that is their argument, but even if you strictly read 29-2262 that way, you'd still have the condition in there that says the court may impose any other conditions that it deems necessary, and there we would still turn back to the specific statute, the DUI sentencing statute, which mandates it.
Well,
so
it wouldn't
I don't
be,
think you have
it wouldn't
there
be
anyway.
Logical to say, here's a condition, you don't go to jail. You
no.
wouldn't have a condition in the negative.
Right. We believe the district court was correct. If there are no further questions, ask you for the judgment. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't believe there's any more rebuttal time. The next case then is State versus Smith. Justice Castle and Justice Stacy are recused, and Judge Pirtle from the Court of Appeals will be sitting.